saw a guy entering the train with an AK and a handgun, I just looked over at Spencer and said, "Let's go, go." And he jumped up and I followed behind him by about 3 seconds. Spencer got to the guy first, grabbed the guy by the neck, and I grabbed the handgun, got the handgun away from the guy and threw it. And then I grabbed the AK, which was at his feet, and started muzzle thumping him in the head with it.
There you go. That's National wow. Guardsman Alex Scarlatos, talking about over the weekend in France. They were on a train going to, where were they going, to London? Or traveling to Paris, rather.
From Amsterdam.
Yeah, and this guy, this terrorist guy comes on. He comes out of the bathroom or whatever it was with his AK. And there was a National Guardsman who you just heard. Also, Spencer Stone of the U.S. Air Force. And then Anthony Sadler, who was a guy from Britain, on the train. They all, the two U.S., the U.S. Air Force guy, National Guardsman, get up, attack the guy. They get him disarmed. Apparently, there was something wrong with the gun, so he had fired it, but it didn't, the terrorist guy had fired it, but it didn't go off, because, this whatever was jammed up in it. But could you imagine if you're on a train and you're just, you know, this all of a sudden you just catch it out of the corner of your eye, this guy with, he's got a rifle, he's got an AK-47. Good thinking. It was, I'm sorry, Anthony Sadler's an American too. These three guys get up and handle him, tackle him. The British guy, his name's Chris, he joined in. And I know that the British guy said that he sat there when he saw the Americans jump up, that he said, "You know you're going to die in this situation."
Oh, yeah.
You have to, right? If this guy, he had 300 rounds of ammunition. Jeez. There were 600 people, at least 50. If he was popping them off as he was supposed to be able to, half of the train is going to get shot and killed. So the guy, Chris Norman, said, you know, am I going to die just sitting here, or am I going to get up and try to do something?
And it's you know that person is on that train to hurt as many people as he or she possibly
can. That's
it. That's what they're there for.
And they don't care about their life. There's there's no regard for their life or anybody else's. And I can't imagine. You know, the one of the Americans said that it just seemed like a dream while it was happening. Mm-hmm. It seemed like a movie. Even looking back at it, he can't believe that it really happened.
And Stone is also being credited with saving a French-American teacher who was wounded in the neck with a gunshot wound, and she apparently was blood squirting around everywhere, and he managed to help save her life as well. And the three American guys are actually going to receive France's prestigious Legion of Honor Award today.
Wow. So I watch these shows like on the ID channel, right? Mm-hmm. And there were these two gunmen who held captive four or six people, and you're thinking they're outnumbered. I mean, they have guns, but you figure one of you is going to have to take a bullet, but you can disarm, and five people get to survive. I don't know what I would do in that situation. It's easy for me to say that, though, because I've never been in that situation. For these guys to be able to just, I mean, the second they saw him, instantly react, hop up, and disarm him.
I mean, they saved hundreds of lives.
Oh my God!
That,
yeah,
which is just insane.
But to even have the balls to do that,
I'd be hiding behind the seat.
Yeah, I really don't know what I would do, and I don't know that I would be able to react that quickly.
I just wonder if it's one of those situations just where, you know, you kind of can see what's going to go down. Does adrenaline kick in over sense, and just like you just want to get up and jump in?
That's what the British guy said, right? That guy Chris Norman, he said, you have to figure you're going to die. That's, you see this guy and you think you're going to die, so you're going to die sitting here.
Or you're going to die trying to
help. Or you're
going to
die trying to fight out. And I know 9/11, they had the black boxes. There were people who fought the one terrorist guy. And, you know, you just think, in that situation, can you even believe that this is really happening to you?
It's just insane.